Hey Charlie, you wanna go on a grocery run? Hey? Wanna go on a grocery run, Charlie? Just gotta blow my nose first. Yeah, let's go get some groceries. I've got a cold. It's not COVID. I've tested for it. I'm negative. But it's been so long since I've had a cold. It's not fun. Not enjoying it. Okay, Charlie boy. I better go pee pee.
Oh boy.
Okay, Charlie. We'll be late for groceries here. Well, not late. 9:30. In between 9:30 to 10 is when they are delivered. So we'll be late. Won't be early. That's for sure. Oh, you're so excited to go on a car ride, Charlie. You just love your car rides. You just love them. You just love your car rides. Oh, Charlie boy. Oh, my Charlie boy. I'll take you to foggy London town, 'cause you are what? My little Charlie boy. Actually, I'm never going to take you to foggy London town, Charlie. Unless we were to move there, which I don't foresee. Because we'd have to bring you with us if we moved. Aw, Charlie boy's cold. Here, I'll get you a blanket. Here, put this jacket on, Charlie boy. I'm sorry it's so cold out. You're just a little puppy and you have no fur anymore because we gave you a haircut. We changed you from Charlie to Sheila. So one time, Charlie got a haircut and Benson saw him and he went, that's a different dog. That's not Charlie, that's Sheila. So whenever Charlie gets a haircut, we call him Sheila. And then once his hair grows back out, we call him Charlie again. Right, Charlie boy? Right, Charlie? So right now you're a little bit of a Sheila, but not bad. You've had your hair cut for a little while now, but it still must be very cold for poor little Charlie. I need a nap pretty soon here. I gotta maybe take my second try at my class 3 learners. I passed my class 4, class 5 signs, vision, and air brakes test. So that's good. But I failed the class 3. I got 6 out of 10. I need an 8 out of 10. I'm in school to get my class 3 AG license right now. So I almost flunked out. You get 2 tries at the air brake test and then you get removed from the program. And I failed the first one with a 78 or 76. I don't know. I failed by 1 mark. And in fact, they marked one of my questions correct. Did I talk about this on podcast already? I don't know. I think I did. I'm pretty sure I talked about this. And I was very upset. Yes. But I was able to pass my second try. So that's good. So we're still alive. Still kicking. Live to fight another day. So next week, we have tests, multiple tests every day next week. And same deal, you get 2 tries, and if you fail, you're out of the program. So I've been studying in advance. I've got the material that we're covering next week, and I've been studying it in advance. So hopefully I'll be good. I'll be in a good spot to do well. But I suck at school, and I always kind of knew that, but it has become very, very clear to me that I hate school and I suck at school since I've been back at school. But at least now I'm getting paid to be at school, and I know that this will further, if I'm able to pass this schooling, this will further myself. I'll have some ability to do some work and make some extra money potentially that I wouldn't be able to do otherwise. So yeah, at least with that, I mean, you know, for pretty sure if you finish whatever schooling you're in that you're going to benefit yourself. But sometimes, you know, there's all kinds of university students that aren't able to find jobs. It's funny, when you're in high school, you never think about, like, oh, I really got to graduate high school here because there's lots of jobs that won't accept people that haven't graduated high school. You never really think about that. At least I didn't. I was just like, well, everyone graduates high school. You got to graduate high school. But yeah, no, it's, you're actually limited in what you can do for work if you don't graduate high school. So, I mean, that's definitely a thing.
didn't think about that. And then university, obviously, you could, there's all kinds of jobs you need to have a university degree for, but lots of people aren't able to find work after getting a university degree. I'm at work, going to school as part of work, getting paid work wages to do it, and then if I'm able to pass, then I can drive tandem trucks. I can drive trucks that you need a 3A license to drive. And at our shop, there's trucks that you need a 3A license to drive, and then therefore I'll be able to drive those. And maybe able to work some shifts that I wouldn't be able to work otherwise. To utilize that 3A license and make more money and get more hours and all that. So yeah, so it's good, but it's hard work. And we're working hard at it. And it's difficult. But it's really a great opportunity that they're doing this for us. Vito, I was going to put the radio on. What do you want to listen to? CFCR? Let's see what they got going on right now.
Professional driver's manual with me. I was going to do some studying while I wait for groceries. So, okay, thanks for listening, Jeesh. Hope you're doing well. See you later.